माता जी रिकॉर्डिंग इज
हरे कृष्णा आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू द भक्ति संघ जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत टुडे वी हैव विद अस हिज ग्रेस आदि गदाधर प्रभुजी टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन दिस टॉपिक ऑफ अंत्य लीला चैप्टर 1 फर्स्ट वर्स सो आई वेलकम आदि गदाधर प्रभुजी हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining this session and giving us your beautiful association and enlightening us on this topic of Antya Leela. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji, now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for introducing and my sincere gratitude to Priti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you today. Today we will be starting the Antya Leela of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, very, very honored to have the privilege of starting the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, let us start with Mangala Charan. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यम् नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Abhyadivya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So very, very happy and grateful to begin Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Volume 1. So we are on the first chapter of Antya Leela, text 1. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj is writing. Pangum langhayate shailam mukam avrittaye shrutim yat kripatamaham vande krishna chaitanyam ishwaram. Translation and purport. By his divine grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man can recite Vedic literature. Text number 2. Durgame pathi me andhasya skhalat pad gater muhuhu Swakripa yashtidanena santaha santva olambanam. Translation. My path is very difficult. I am blind, andhasya, and my feet are slipping, skhalatpada. My path is very difficult. I am blind and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support. Verses 3 and 4. Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath, Eichai Guru Rakaro Charana Vandana, Yaha hoite vigna nasha avishta purana. Translation. I pray to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Shri Rup, Shri Sanatan, Shri Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva, Shri Gopal Bhatta, and Shri Das Raghunath, so that all impediments to my writing this literature will be annihilated and my real desire will be fulfilled. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one wants to benefit the entire world, he will certainly find persons like hogs and pigs who will put forward many impediments. That is natural. But if a devotee seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, the merciful Goswamis will certainly give the Lord's servitor all protection. It is not astonishing that impediments are placed before those who are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Nevertheless, if we adhere to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be annihilated. And the transcendental devotional service and the transcendental devotional desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So we have started the first chapter of the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And we read the first four verses. And the theme of the four verses is that in this chapter entitled Sri Rupa Goswami's Second Meeting with the Lord, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj is speaking the Mangalacharan and he's praying. Look at the mood of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. He is more than 90 years old. He is an old man. He is living on the banks of Radhakund. He does not have any personal servants or anyone to assist him. And just following the orders of all the senior Vaishnavas and Shri Radha Madan Mohan, our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has taken up this huge task of writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita primarily deals with the Madhya pastimes and the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Senamaha. He is Krishna, who has appeared in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karanakaya. That Adi Purush Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. The Adi Purush, the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appears in Kali Yuga, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna, he is Sakshat Krishna. He is Shad Aishwarya Sampurna, filled with six opulences, Bhagwan. And he is in the mood of his pleasure-giving potency, his Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. He has the feelings and the heart of Radharani. He has the complexion of Srimati Radharani. But he is Krishna himself. Bahir Gaura Anta Krishna. He is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has come to relish the devotion and love of Srimati Radharani, and he has come to give it to each and every one of us, my dear friends. So he has come not only to relish but also to distribute. He has come to give it to us, all of us. Therefore, he is Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is distributing Krishna Prema to all of us. So very, very merciful form of the Supreme Lord. So his pastimes are divided into three phases. The first phase is first 24 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his Leela for 48 years. First 24 years, he spent his time mainly in the Gauda Desh, mainly in Navadvip, and of course, he had gone to East Bengal for some time as Nimai Pandit, and then he came back in a few months. But most of those 24 years, he spent in Navadvip. This is the Adi Leela. At the age of 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj at Katwa. in order to save the fallen souls, so that we will offer him respects, because he is sannyasi. And by bowing down to him, we will get Atnyat Sukrati and will be delivered. Also took sannyas so that he could leave his comfort zone in Navadvip Dham and travel all over India to preach the Yuga Dharma, Shri Harinam Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and then for the next 6 years, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over India, especially southern India, preaching the Yuga Dharma. He also traveled to Kashi. He also traveled to Bengal. He also traveled to Vrindavan. These 6 years when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling and preaching are called his Madhya Leela. Madhya Leela, 6 years. First 24 years, he was first a Brahmachari student, Nimai Pandit. Then as Vishwambhar, he was Vishnupriya Pranadhan. And then at the age of 24, he left his widowed mother, he left his young beautiful wife, Vishnupriya Devi, took sannyas. And then he became Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he spent 6 years traveling and preaching for our sake. He preached to the Kurma Brahman. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh amar adnay guru hana tar ei desh. Amar adnay guru haya tar ei desh. He told the Kurma Brahman, Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, whoever you meet, preach them Krishna consciousness. Preach to them Krishna consciousness. Tell them to chant the names of Krishna. Tell them to become devotees of Krishna. In this way, you deliver your country. You deliver your province where you are living. And in this way, on my order, Amar Adme, you become a guru. You become a spiritual master. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, he writes that this instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not just give to the Kurma Brahman, but subsequently wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went throughout his travels, whoever he met, whoever he preached to, this was the essential message that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to all his disciples, to all his students and followers. Yare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh, Amar adnay guru haiya tara ei desh. This was the message. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached for all of us. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is a preaching movement. Why do we preach? Is it because we want to show how great we are, how learned we are? Is it because we want to have followers? Is it because we want to gather respect from people, get respect? No. Amar Adne. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Prabhura agyaye paaye maage bhiksha. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shiksha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Nityananda Prabhu would go door to door, village to village, kingdom to kingdom, go to people's homes and beg them that on the orders of my Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am asking you this bhiksha. My Lord, my Master is a bhikshuk sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on his behalf, I am asking all of you this bhiksha. Prabhur agyaye paaye maage ye bhiksha. On the order of my Prabhu, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am asking you this bhiksha, this, I am begging these alms from you. What is that? Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna. Chant the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, serve Krishna, become Krishna's devotee. And karo Krishna shiksha. And once you have perfected your life, swajanma sarthak kari kara para upkar. Once you have perfected your life, then you preach. When you are doing Bhaja Krishna, Bala Krishna, when you are chanting Hare Krishna steadily, then you preach the same message to others. So there's a preaching movement. For 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached, my dear friends. Therefore, we should not have any qualms about preaching. We should not feel shy to preach, to speak the message of Krishna consciousness. It is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagwan Sri Krishna, he said that my message of Bhagavad Gita should not be preached to those who are envious. It should not be preached to those who are not austere. It should not be preached to those who are not my devotees. Hare Krishna. But then, Krishna spoke this on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But Srimati Radharani, from whom all love originates, that Srimati Radharani, when she has taken over the heart of Krishna, Bhagwan, and then when Sri Krishna comes as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is reversing that restriction. He is cancelling that restriction. Hare Krishna. And now in Kali Yuga, seeing the degraded, fallen nature of this world, and because he is Mahavadanyaya, because he has very, very merciful, most merciful associates like Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Thakurji, such merciful associates. He has merciful associates like Sri Haridas Thakur. He has merciful associates like Sri Vasudev Dutt. In the company of such merciful associates, under the influence of the predominating mood of Srimati Radharani, under the influence of Radha Bhav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reversed, has rescinded this restriction. Now it is Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh Amar Adnayak Guru Haiya Tara Aidesh. That is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People are too fallen. You will not find anybody who is a devotee of Krishna. You will not find anybody who is austere. You will not find anybody who is non-envious. It is not possible in Kali Yuga. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan astiyo eka mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vraje prayanal payushya sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya padrita. These are the characteristics of Kali Yuga. People are they have short lives. They have less time, first of all. Alpayushya. They are foolish. They are less intelligent. Manda. They don't have proper counselors. They don't have proper people to guide them. And they are unfortunate. Manda, they are less intelligent. Sumanda matayo, they don't have proper guides, proper counselors, proper mentors. And manda bhagya, they are unfortunate. And moreover, there are always disturbances in society. COVID-19, some volcano, some hurricane, some terrorist attack, some war, some civil war. Something or the other is always going on. Recession, upadhrita. There are always disturbances in Kali Yuga. It's an ocean of faults. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. Shukdev Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj. But there is only one good quality about Kali Yuga. that if anyone chants the name of Shri Krishna, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. If we glorify Krishna, if we chant Krishna's name, Krishna Kirti, then Mukta Sangha, all this Asat Sangha from all this bad association, bad contamination, Mukta will become free, liberated. And not only that, Param Vrajayat. We will go to the supreme abode, Vraj, Vrindavan Dham, Param Vrajayat. Na tad bhasyate suryo, na shashanko, na pavaka. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. We go to Param Dham, Krishna's abode. Chintamani prakhara shadma shukalpa vriksha lakshavateshu surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So one has to chant the name of Krishna in Kali Yuga. And that is preaching. That we have to preach to people. Just chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is no vidhi. There are no rules and regulations for chanting Hare Krishna. Anybody can chant. Anybody can chant. Yesterday one devotee was asking me that I am not initiated. Is my chanting effective? So I sent him the Kali Santarana Upanishad, in which Lord Brahma is telling his son and disciple, Srila Narada Muni, that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kalikalmashanashanam Natah Parataropaya Sarva Vede Shudrishyate. There is no better method to be found in this dark age of Kali Yuga than chanting this 16 names mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no better way to counteract. There is no better antidote for Kali Kalmasha, for the evil, bad qualities of Kali Yuga. Best way to counteract is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then immediately Narad Muni asks his Gurudev, his father, Lord Brahma, what is the vidhi? What are the rules and regulations and restrictions for chanting this mantra? And Sri Brahmadev, the Acharya of our Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, he replies to Narad Muni that there is no vidhi. There is no rules and regulations for chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Not that you have to be initiated. Not that you have to be born in a Brahmin family. Not that you have to be in a pure place. Not that you have to chant it only at a certain muhurta of the day. No. Anyone can chant it anywhere. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is coming down from the parampara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freely given a concession. Chant, everybody chant. In Chaitanya Bhagavat of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, I have found two instances where this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is mentioned. With Hare Krishna first and Hare Ram later. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first instance is in the Chaitanya Bhagavat when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit travels from Navadvip to East Bengal, Bangladesh. And there he speaks to the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He speaks to Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra is a very pious Brahmin. He has read all the scriptures. but he is not able to figure out what is sadhan and what is sadhya. What is the best process and what is the best goal of human form of life? How can we make our human life perfect? He could not figure out because tarko pratishtha shrutayo vibhinna nashau rishiryasya matam na bhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatha sapantha. Because shrutayo vibhinna, the scriptures are of different types. So many different types of Purana, Upapurana, there are Vedas, there are Itihasas, Mahabharata is the fifth Ved. So many different scriptures are there. There are Tantric scriptures, so many different scriptures, different commentaries. Different people say different things. Somebody says that one has to be a Brahmavadi, thus Brahman is the supreme. Somebody is propounding Ashtanga Yoga, someone is teaching about Jnana Marg, somebody is teaching Karma Kand, somebody is like Charvak Muni, they are teaching atheistic philosophy. Then there were Buddhists, there were Jains, then there were these invaders, Turkish invaders, followers of Islam. So many different philosophies. It's so confusing. Very, very confusing. So what to do? He was not sure. And he was very much enthusiastic to find out the answer. He was utterly confused. He had all knowledge. He had studied everything, but he was completely confused. So he was praying to the Supreme Lord, please guide me. And in his dream, a devata came, a demigod came and told him that this Nimai Pandit has come to Bangladesh from Navadvip. And he is pretending to be Nimai Pandit, pretending to be a grammar teacher. He's just teaching Vyakaran. He's teaching so many Nyay, this and that. He appears to be a mundane teacher. But actually, Nimai Pandit is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Sadhya. He is the object of all spiritual practices. And he will tell you what you should do. What is the best sadhana. So tomorrow, approach him in the morning and find out. So Tapan Mishra goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is surrounded by thousands and thousands of students. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to leave Bangladesh and go back to Navadvip. He has already spent several months in Bangladesh. He has taught thousands of students. All of them have graduated. He has given them knowledge of Sanskrit language, which normally takes 12 years in just 2 months. What would take ordinary teachers 12 years to teach their pupils? Nimai Pandit being the supreme preceptor, Jagat Guru, he taught that same knowledge in span of just few months. And everybody graduated with flying colors. And they were giving him, they were all poor people, poor Brahmins, but they were giving him nice gifts, whatever they could afford. Somebody somehow acquired a silk cloth. They would come and give that silk cloth to Nimai Pandit. Somebody has a good cow, they will just bring a pot of milk and give. Someone has got some little gold, they will take it out and give. Somebody has had a good harvest and they have been able to grow some rice, so they will just bring a sack of rice and gift Nimai Pandit. Some people had gold coins, they would come and give gold coins. They were so much grateful to Nimai Pandit and they were so much attracted by him. They didn't know why. So he was surrounded by thousands and thousands of students. And some of them told him, we are coming with you. We are not going to leave your association. We are coming with you, Nimai Pandit, to Navadvip. We are going to permanently settle there with you. We don't want to live in Bangladesh anymore. So then they were about to leave. And Tapan Mishra comes there. Oh, how will I talk to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How will I talk to Nimai Pandit? He's surrounded by so many students. But somehow, if there is Krishna's mercy, like Kaviraj Goswami is writing, Yat Kripata Maham Vande Krishna Chaitanya Mishwaram. If there is mercy for the Supreme Lord, then anything is possible. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Gire. Anything is possible. So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu somehow or the other comes right in front of Tapan Mishra. And Tapan Mishra finds himself face to face with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somehow by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inconceivable potency, Mahaprabhu takes him to a secluded place. And Tapan Mishra falls down at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prays, please give me direction, please give me direction. Tell me what is the ultimate sadhya and what is the sadhan. At that point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he instructs Tapan Mishra. He tells him, you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And again Mahaprabhu says, there is no vidhi. There are no rules and restrictions. Anybody can chant this mantra. Keep chanting it. And you will attain Krishna Prem. That is the ultimate. Prema Prayojan. The Prayojan is Prem, Krishna Prem. You will attain Krishna Prem by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is non-different from Radha and Krishna, you will attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So the end and the means are the same. The sadhya and sadhan is the same, Mahaprabhu explained. And then Mahaprabhu told him, your dream is correct. I am Krishna. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But do not tell this to anybody because it will interfere with my leela. So Tapan Mishra said, I am coming with you. I am coming with you. And Mahaprabhu says, no. You go to Varanasi and you wait there. In the future, I will take sannyas and I will come to Varanasi. At that time, I will give you even more transcendental knowledge. You go now. So then Tapan Mishra with his family, he goes. He lives there for many years without any devotee association. Only Chandrasekhar is there with him. And he stays there for many years. And years later, after Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, he comes to Varanasi. And twice he goes. And he gives a lot of association to Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra. And Raghunath Bhat Goswami also at that time. And then when Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatan Goswami, the Sanatan Shiksha, at that time Tapan Mishra is also sitting for 40 days and hearing. So Mahaprabhu fulfilled his promise to Tapan Mishra that I will give you transcendental knowledge again when I come to Varanasi. So our Tapan Mishra was a witness. He was hearing every word that was spoken to Sanatan Goswami. So entire Sanatan Shiksha, explanation of Atmaram verse, all those beautiful teachings, Tapan Mishra got to hear. He suffered for many years without devotee association, but then he got the supreme jewel. He got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami. Chandrasekhar was there. He was also sent later on by Mahaprabhu. And the Maharashtrian Brahman was there, Deccan Brahman. So there was some association. It was very nice. So this is the first place where Hare Krishna Mahamantra is directly mentioned as it is. You can look at the oldest manuscripts of Chaitanya Bhagavat, originally written as Chaitanya Mangal. 500 years ago it was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The manuscripts of Kali Santarna Upanishad, where it is Hare Ram first and Hare Krishna later, these seem to be modified later on. The manuscripts are hardly 200, 300 years old that have it as Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. But the Chaitanya Bhagavat manuscripts are very old, 5 centuries old. So this is the first instance. Second instance is before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls all his associates in Navadvip, Haridas Thakur, Shivananda Sen, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, all the associates in Navadvip, and he tells them that you should chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There are no rules and regulations. Anybody can chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and you will attain all success. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is mentioned twice in Chaitanya Bhagavad as it is. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed everyone to preach this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sanga Param Vrajet. Like that. And then the last 18 years of his Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived exclusively in Jagannath Puri, Neelachal Dham. He was living in the house of Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra is the incarnation of Kubja from Krishna Leela. Krishna visited the house of Kubja in Mathura. That same Kubja now comes as Kashi Mishra. And in his house, on the orders of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, a room was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay. Kashi Mishra's house was chosen by Maharaj Pratap Rudra and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya because it is close to the Jagannath Puri temple. At the same time, in those days, it was not in a very crowded area. It was a little isolated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have some privacy. Later on, when Paramananda Puri came, he is an incarnation of Uddhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that he should also be given a room in Kashi Mishra's house. And Ramananda Rai would spend a lot of time in Kashi Mishra's house also. And Kashishwar and Govinda were the two personal servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were his godbrothers also. Govinda had been the personal servant of Ishwar Puri Maharaj. But Ishwar Puri Maharaj instructed Govinda, you should go and become the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't consider him to be just a godbrother. He is the Supreme Lord. So Govinda and Kashishwar, they became personal servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were also living in the house of Kashi Mishra. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, the incarnation of Lalita Sakhi, he was also staying in Kashi Mishra's house. So this room where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived is called Gambhir. This, my dear friends, is where the last 18 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela manifested. In these 18 years, during these 18 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only relishing. He preached Nam Sankirtan in Navadvip during his Adi Leela. During the first 24 years of his life, during Adi Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already preached Harinam Sankirtan. He inaugurated and he preached Harinam Sankirtan in Navadvip Dham. The next 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled extensively on foot as a sannyasi and delivered thousands and thousands of people. He even delivered animals, wild animals in the Jharikhanda forest. And then after distributing Krishna Prem so much and after handing over the responsibility of prachar, preaching, to very able devotees like Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Meena Ketana Ramdas, Purushottam Das, Parameshwari Das, all these great stalwart devotees, Das Gadadhar, all associates of Nityananda Prabhu, after delegating preaching to them, Sarang Thakur, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided, last 18 years I will just spend in the Gambhir. And there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing. He came to relish and he came to give. The responsibility of giving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled first. And then he was simply relishing. our tendency is first we like to relish, and then if time permits, we like to give. Not just Krishna consciousness, but anything. Money also, if we make, first we want to enjoy. First we want to make sure, okay, everything is there. I have enough money for spending, for partying, for vacation, for savings, for this, for that. And then whatever change remains, that we donate to Krishna. We have to be very careful about this tendency. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first gave, and now he is going to relish. Antyalila. He'll relish. And he has created a very good succession before retiring to the Gambhira. He has Nityananda Prabhu in charge of traveling and preaching with his associates. He has Advaita Acharya already preaching. He has so many devotees. He has made so many people into gurus during his travels. And he has given the task of writing books on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So entire succession has been taken care of. This shows how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a perfect brahmachari, perfect grihastha, perfect person in the renounced order of life also. Perfect sannyasi also. Yatijana Chudamani is the best of the sannyasis. And how he was an expert manager also. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an expert manager. How he made sure that in his absence, the preaching work will continue. This we have to learn. This we have to learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is perfect in all respects. He is the perfect preacher. He is the first Acharya. He is the founder Acharya of Krishna consciousness. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how management should be done. He has created a very good succession. And we can see how nicely things went on after his disappearance. Yes, some apasampradayas came up, but that will happen in Kali Yuga anyway. Such rascal people were there even during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. There was a Paundrak even during Krishna's time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And there were Bhattaharis and so many other Yavan clans even during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Such things will be there in Kali Yuga. We cannot be idealistic. Not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Maharaj Pratap Rudra, you should increase your army and attack on the Sultan of the Muslim invaders. Attack Delhi. And freedom movement. We have to free India from the Mughal invaders, from the Turkish invaders. That was not the focus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These things are there. They are important. But Alpayushya. In Kali Yuga, we have short lives. And no matter what we do, Kali Yuga is going to progress. We cannot be idealistic. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hailayar Swajanma Sarthaka Kari Karaparopkar. Our first duty is Swajanma Sarthaka Kari. We have to first perfect ourselves. We have to first come to the path of perfection ourselves. And then we have to invite others to come to the path of pure devotional service also. So many lessons to be learned from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had access to Maharaj Pratap Rudra, who was a powerful king. Mahaprabhu could have done so many things. Told him, do this, collaborate with this king and collaborate with the Rajputs and let's devise a strategy and attack Delhi. Attack this, let's overthrow this, let's invade this kingdom. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is perfect in every respect. These things are important. To fight for dharma is important. At the same time, we have to understand that it is not the ultimate. The ultimate is Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayora Das Das Anudas. That is the ultimate. So we have to have our priorities right. We cannot be idealistic. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to say, don't be idealistic about this world. Don't be idealistic about the institution. You can be idealistic about Guru. Yes, my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada is a perfect Acharya. You can be idealistic about the scriptures. Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam is the perfect scripture. Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita is a perfect scripture. Bhagavad Gita is a perfect scripture. We can be idealistic about our scriptures. We can be idealistic about Guru. Guru Sadhu Shastra are perfect. Krishna is perfect. But we cannot be idealistic about an institution. Otherwise, we will be disappointed. We cannot be idealistic about the devotees around us. Who doesn't have imperfections? So if you are idealistic, oh, this should happen. Only then I am happy. Then we are being idealistic. We will be disappointed. And then we will become frustrated. So we should not be idealistic. We should be realistic. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us such a valuable lesson here. 18 years he is relishing, but he is making sure the preaching work is going unhindered. In fact, he told Nityananda Prabhu, you don't have to come every year. Just continue preaching. This preaching work must go on. And that same spirit was given by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. When he took Jiva Goswami on Parikrama of Navadvipdham. And Jiva Goswami wrote so many books under the guidance of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And then he gave those books to Srinivas, Shamananda, Narottam Das Thakur, the three Prabhus, and sent them to Utkal Kshetra and Gaudadesh to preach extensively. And in that same line, Rasikananda Prabhu, he preached, and so many other devotees. And then Bhaktivinod Thakur appeared. And he wrote books, he printed books, he even shipped them to Canada and London. And he prayed for a ray of Vishnu so that this message could be broadcast even in a bigger way. And it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur who sent his disciples to Europe. And he ordered our Srila Prabhupada to go to the Western world and in the English language, just print books, write transcendental literature, and spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And Srila Prabhupada, being such a sincere disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how wonderfully he has done this. How wonderfully he has done this. In the purports to come, in the verses to come ahead, you will read probably in tomorrow's class, you will read a very beautiful purport that Srila Prabhupada writes to verse number 11. You can go ahead and read that. It is so beautiful purport to verse number 11. Srila Prabhupada is sharing his heart. I will not reveal the suspense. You go ahead and read the purport to verse number 11. Many of you will have tears in your eyes. Purport to verse number 11 of the first chapter of Antya Leela. So my dear friends, now Antya Leela has started. Antya Leela is Gambhira Leela. It is a very grave Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Mahabhav. He is in Radha Bhav. very profound instructions will be found in the Antya Leela. So let us be very attentive, let us be very enthusiastic, and let us continue our study of Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Prabhupada is saying in this purport, if one wants to benefit the entire world, he will certainly find persons like hogs and pigs who will put forward many impediments. Impediments will come. It is unavoidable. It is unavoidable. Prabhupada had so many impediments. Mr. N created so many impediments in Bombay. Mr. Price created so many impediments in the USA. So all these things are there. There was a brainwashing lawsuit and deprogramming was attempted and so many things. Sometimes disciples not being able to follow the standards. So much pain, Kushila Prabhupada. Mayapur was attacked by the Muslims. So much problem. There will be attacks from within and without. Tavakara kamalavare nakhamadhuta shringam dalita hiranya kashiputanu bhingam keshavadruta narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. Narasimha Bhagwan is very, very merciful. I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada yesterday. And Srila Prabhupada was saying that we must... Actually, Srila Prabhupada writes it in the purports to the Gajendra Moksha pastime, Srimad Bhagavatam. In one of the purports to the verses where Maharaj Indradumna in the form of Gajendra is able to remember the prayers that he offered in his previous life. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, just see, Maharaj Indradumna used to offer these prayers to his deity and now he has come in the dull body of an animal, Gajendra. But still at the time of death, at the time of his greatest need, that deity who is present in Gajendra's heart as Paramatma is inspiring him to remember those prayers, even in an elephant body, and recite them in complete surrender. So Srila Prabhupada was saying, similarly, we should also memorize some prayers in this life and chant them every day. Chant those prayers every single day as a rule. And Srila Prabhupada says, so that even if we are not able to make our lives perfect in this life, in the next lifetime, we will remember those prayers and we will make our life perfect like Gajendra. And then Prabhupada writes that these three prayers are very special. We must memorize them. One is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, of course. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The second Srila Prabhupada mentions is the Brahma Samhita prayer. Certain prayers from Brahma Samhita we should memorize and offer them as a regulation. And third prayer that Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport is the Narsimha prayers. Ito Narsimha, Parato Narsimha, Yato Yato Yamitato Narsimha, Baher Narsimha, Ridaye Narsimha, Narsingham Adim Sharanam Prapade. These Narsimha prayers Prabhupada specifically writes in the purport. And these Narsimha prayers, starting with Namaste Narasimhaya, Prahalada Halada Daine, these prayers are also found in the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the chapter where Kalidas comes to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nilachal, it is mentioned before entering the Jagannath temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer obeisances to the Narasimha Bhagwan deity and he would recite this entire two verses. Namaste Narsimhaya and Ito Narsimha Parato Narsimha. And Prabhupada combined these two verses from Narasimha Puran and gave us a Narsimha Aarti, and also added the verse glorifying Narsimha Bhagwan from Jayadeva Goswami's Dashavatara Stotra of Geet Govinda. So very wonderful Narsimha Aarti Srila Prabhupada has given us. We should chant it every day. And certain verses from Brahma Samhita which we can chant every day. Prabhupada has given us such a perfect system in the temple during Sringara Aarti every day. Venu kvanantam aravinda dalaya taksham varhavatasamasita mudasundarangam kandarpa kotikam aniyam vishesha shobham govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. If only we follow the morning program, my dear friends, every day we will chant Brahma Samhita prayers. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Every day. Every day we will chant Narsimha Aarti. Every day we will chant Tulsi Aarti. Every day we will chant Gaur Aarti. Every day we will chant Guru Ashtagam. Samsara Davanala Lida Loka. Every single day without fail. Every day we will chant at least one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without fail. Every day we will chant at least one verse of Bhagavad Gita. Every day. Every day we will chant the Prasadam prayers. Sharira Vidya Jal Jadendriya Tahika. And every day we will chant at least 16 rounds during Brahma Murta in the morning program every day. Because most of us can chant 16 rounds in 1.5 hours approximately. So we can chant our 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kirtana Deva Krishna Se Mukta Sangha Param Brajat. In Brahma Murta, every day. Sitting in front of Tulsi Maharani. Every day we can circumambulate Tulsi Maharani. This is the morning program. This is the daily program that Srila Prabhupada has given. If only we follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, it is certain that we will attain firm nishtha, attachment to Krishna. And we will go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of Guru Gauranga. It is certain. If we follow the process of Prabhupada has given, follow the four regulative principles very strictly. No meat eating, no intoxication. No illicit sex and no gambling. Most of us don't have any trouble with no meat eating. We don't have any desire to eat meat also. It's disgusting. Most of us have never gambled in our lives. We don't know what gambling is. We don't feel any attachment to gambling. Most of us don't take any intoxicants. Anyway, many of us never took tea, coffee. Also, now we have given up. So it's not very tempting anymore. So no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling is absolutely not difficult for us. But the fourth regulative principle, no illicit sex, is very difficult to follow for most of us. But if you follow the four regulative principles nicely, you chant minimum 16 rounds every day nicely in Brahma Murtha, in front of Tulsi Maharani, in front of the deities. We chant our Guru Ashtakam, Tulsi Aarti, Narsimha Aarti, certain prayers from Brahma Samhita. We read Srimad Bhagavatam every day at home. We read Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, like all of you are doing on Bhakti Sangha. We try to serve Vaishnavas. We try to remain humble, tolerant. Then definitely we will get Sadgati. Definitely. Because we have such a potent, such a powerful Sadguru like Srila Prabhupada and his followers. So let us study Antya Leela very seriously, and we will be able to digest this Antya Leela, appreciate this Antya Leela, assimilate this Antya Leela, which is being fed to us every mid-morning. Only and only if we have good sadhana and good sadachar. Swadhyaya will work if we have good sadhana and good sadachar. If we don't have sadhana, sadhana is the vessel in which we receive whatever we are hearing and reading. Shravanam and Swadhyaya, it comes to us, but we need a container to receive it. We need a container, a pot to receive it. And that pot is sadhana. If sadhana is defective, there are holes in the pot. We may receive the Harikatha. We may read the Harikatha. We may hear the Harikatha. It will not stay. It will just trickle down and it will be lost. Because there are holes in our pot. And if we don't have sadachar, if we are offending Vaishnava, we are committing Vaishnava aparad, then the whole pot will fall from our hands. We will lose the strength to hold the container. So sadachar means a strength to hold the container, and sadhana forms the beautiful strong container. And then whatever we read, whatever we hear, shravanam and swadhyaya, it comes. And we'll be able to receive it and drink it and digest and assimilate it, provided we have good sadhana and good sadachar. So Antyalila is very serious, my dear friends. You have to take it very seriously. And if we have good sadhana, good sadachar, we will be able to develop deep attachment for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ladini Mataji was crying for years to get her copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because sitting on that mountaintop in New Vrindavan, worshipping her Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jeev, she did not have a Chaitanya Charitamrita. She had no money to order it or buy it. And books were not given free of cost. There was no library on that mountaintop where she was living in the small wooden hut with her Jagannath. So she wrote many letters to BBT, and there was a little defective copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita which could not be sold because it was a little, so there was some dent or something, a little defective copy. It could not be sold in the market. So they had kept it aside, and she repeatedly begged and petitioned and wrote letters. Finally, out of mercy, BBT gifted Ladini Mataji that copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Ladini Mataji was going through so much personal pain and turmoil in New Vrindavan at that time. But when, in the early 1980s, that copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita came to Ladini Mataji, it was gifted to her free of cost. After years and years of petitioning, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he tried for almost 10 years to find an authentic copy of the Bengali Chaitanya Charitamrita so that he could read it and publish it. So when there is a lot of utkantha, then the reciprocation from Krishna is also very sweet. So Ladini Mataji got her first copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everything perfectly translated by Srila Prabhupada, word to word, into English. In the next 7 or 8 years, Ladini Mataji, with her busy schedule, she read the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those days it was 11 volumes, now it is 9 volumes. All the volumes, cover to cover, page by page, 7 times. 7 times. Before, in 1987, she left New Vrindavan to go out and preach. Chaitanya Charitamrita completely transformed her life, my dear friends. Completely transformed her life. When she would read about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, she would go in ecstasy. She would go in ecstasy. And we know that story, how Nityananda Prabhu would come in her dreams and tell her, "You have served for many years as a pujari in New Vrindavan. Now you are an advanced devotee. You must go and preach." And then Balram would come in her dream and tell her, No. I cannot imagine living without you. I love the way you offer me bhoga, love the way you cook for me, love the way you offer me aarti. You never leave me and go. You don't go." And then again, Nityananda Prabhu would come in her dream and he would say, "Don't you care about Gauranga Mahaprabhu? He wants us to preach. Come on, leave that mountaintop in West Virginia. Leave and go. The whole world is a field for you to preach. I want you to preach. I will come with you. Come on, let's go and preach. You have read Bhagavatam, you have read Bhagavad Gita, you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita 7 times. Come on, let's go and preach now. It's time for you to preach." And then Balram would come in her dreams and cry, "You remember when you were a new devotee, you were not having any service. Somehow you got my service. At that time you had made a promise to me, you will never leave me. And I also made a promise to you that you will never leave me. And since that day you are mine and I am yours. And you have been serving me so nicely. Now please don't leave me. I love the way you ring the bells when you offer me bhoga. Who will do that to me if you leave? You don't listen to Nitai. You stay with me. You serve me. You will attain all perfection by serving me. I am telling you, I am Balram." And then Nityananda Prabhu would come in her dream and tell her, "Why are you listening to that Balabhadra? Why are you listening to that Baladev?
his yuga is finished. He was the avatar for Dwapar Yuga. Now it is my time. It is Kali Yuga. This age belongs to Lord Vishwambhar. And on the orders of Lord Vishwambhar, I'm telling you, you come with me and we will preach. Pujari work is for neophytes. You have done it for many years. Now come on, let's go and preach. In this way, every night, Nityananda Prabhu and Balram would come in the dreams of Ladini Mataji. And they would give her contradictory orders. Poor little Ladini Mataji. She didn't know what to do. She would cry. But finally, after reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, she got the conviction that I must go and preach. So she begged Balramji for his sandals, for his shoes. And she submitted to the supreme desire of Nityananda Prabhu. Even if I die preaching, I will not stop preaching Nityananda Prabhu. And she carried her small deities of Gaur Nithai with her wherever she went, marble deities. And she went to the most difficult places to preach. She traveled all over the continent of Africa. And last year of her life, she was serving in the most difficult place even in Africa, West Africa. But she always carried the shoes of Balramji with her. She would preach all day with her Nithai, with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. But at night she would come and she would sleep on the shoes of Balramji. She would use the shoes of Balramji as her pillow. She would place her head on Balramji's shoes and she would cry at night, every night. She would miss, she would think about her Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Sudarshan. On that cold, remote mountaintop in West Virginia, New Vrindavan. And in separation from there, our Ladini Mataji would cry using the shoes of Balram as her pillow. But it was this Chaitanya Charitamrita that was very, very transformational in her life. Very transformational. So this is very, very important scripture, my dear friends. Srila Prabhupada was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita on the Jaladuta ship when he was coming to America. And in his diary he writes, I am feeling so much separation from Sri Vrindavan Dham, feeling separation from my lords Radha Damodar, from my god brothers, from the devotees, Brajvasis. I am feeling so much separation. I am alone here on this ship. There is no vegetarian food, so I am fasting. Prabhupada fasted for days. Only when they reached Portugal, Captain Pandya got down and bought an electric cooker for Prabhupada. That, after that, for the first time, Srila Prabhupada cooked. Otherwise, he was fasting. Can you imagine? 70-year-old man, 69-year-old man. But on that ship, Jaladuta ship, Srila Prabhupada writes, in this difficult condition, I'm vomiting, I'm having heart attack, motion sickness, no food, no appetite, no food to eat. But in this difficult condition, I'm taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And while reading Chaitanya Charitamrita in the, he had the original Bengali copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita published by his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, while reading this Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm finding great relief. It is mentioned by the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that in the last few years of his life, even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whenever between preaching, he would get a little bit time, free time. All that free time was always spent by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, my dear friends. I pray at the lotus feet of Shri Guru Gauranga that all of you, the listeners and readers of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, get a genuine taste for service to Shri Guru Gauranga by reading this nectarian book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. Thank you very much. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. It was a very beautiful introduction, Prabhu, about the Mahamantra, how the Mahamantra has always been Hare Krishna. And further on, as you were talking about the life of Radhini Mataji and giving us an introduction to the Antli Leela, everything was very, very beautiful. Prabhuji, I had one question. I know it's a very, it's only a situational question. So it's nothing specific related to scripture or something. But as you were talking and you were quoting the Malkasha Maharaj's words about things cannot be perfect. And then you also said a couple of other things like, even you give the example of Srila Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first, he did his congregational preaching. And then after that, after his purpose, the external purpose of spreading Harinam Sankirtan was done and he benefited everybody, then he went on to his bhajan, and his bhajan was intensified, and he did that for his happiness, meaning like to relish for what he had come, his internal reason, and he was engrossed in that. But at the same time, you were also mentioning another point that before we are all expected to preach, but first we have to strengthen our sadhana and become qualified, and then we go preach. So, meaning taking these two situations, one is you have to give before you take an experience. At the same time, first you have to take experience and then give, right? I mean, I don't know if I'm making sense.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Prithi Vilasin Mataji. So there are three things. There is Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. First, we have to get the Sambandha Gyan from our Guru, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He did not begin preaching unless and until he received the Hare Krishna Mahamantra from Srila Ishwar Puri. And so first he perfected himself, so to speak, and then he started the Sankirtan movement. Kalau Sankirtana Arambhe. He did the Arambha of the Sankirtan movement after receiving initiation from Srila Ishwar Puri and receiving orders from blessings from Ishwar Puri Maharaj. So similarly, we also have to first receive the knowledge, Sambandha Gyan. We have to first practice the process nicely. And then we are qualified to preach after receiving blessings and permission from our spiritual superiors, our counselor or Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru or mentor. Once they empower us, then we can begin preaching. And as far as the Antyalila is concerned, that is Prayojan, that is relishment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first obtained permission, obtained knowledge, then he preached, and then he relished. So relishing is a third stage. We cannot, even if we want, even if we are given free time, all right, now you go to Vrindavan and relish. Adigada Prabhu, stop all preaching. Now pack your bags. Everything is good. You now go to Vrindavan on the banks of Radhakund and just relish now. I will go to Radhakund and I will think, where is the next, how far is Govindas from here? How can I go and eat a nice pastry there? So I will not know what to relish. So that relishment is a very, very high stage which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed. So that is different. So I hope there's a distinction. First you get permission from Guru, knowledge, you practice. Then after getting blessings, you preach. And then relishment is the Paramhamsa stage, which comes later. Is that okay, Prithi Vilasin Mataji?
Thank you so much for clarifying. Very beautiful.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, my glory is Srila Prabhupada. Such a beautiful class, and I'm so glad that you got this honor of starting this Antyalila, because you started it so beautifully and you set up a nice stage for all of us so that in what mood we should accept Antyalila. Because even I was thinking, like, you know, after Madhya Leela, we are starting this Antya Leela, and the speakers should be such who have really relished themselves so that they can impart this beautiful knowledge. So really grateful to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It was a brilliant class. And I really liked the point that, of course, every point was brilliant, but really that struck to my heart is that how you were mentioning that the Ramakrishna Maharaj said that you cannot expect everything, you know, to be perfect. This organization cannot be perfect. The devotees around you may not be perfect. But yes, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, they are the perfect and they are the real guidelines. And also, I just couldn't resist myself. So I went forward and I read the purport of verse 11. And it was extremely beautiful. It's so beautiful. Yes. So thank you for bringing that point also. And yeah, thank you for clarifying even Preeti Vilasini Mataji's answer. Questions are that how the relishment should be should be on the stage where we know what to relish. Because otherwise, as you said, we'll again be searching some material things. Just one clarification. So, yes, this is a preaching movement. We should preach. And of course, as you said, the Prayojana comes later where we relish. So how about the Swadhyaya? Like, is it a part of our preaching movement or it should come at the later stage or it's the part of the relishment stage? Like, how we should take? Because if we see the life of Srila Prabhupada, he didn't bother because he, at the age of 70, he came to the West, right? And he preached. So he did his relishment before, or like how to take it, Prabhu, if you can answer. Thank you. And sorry for this long question, but I couldn't stop myself to glorify you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. My humble obeisances to you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for your kind words, Mataji. Jai Guru Gauranga. So Swadhyaya is the study of the Vedic literatures, studying the revealed scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi. And that should ideally come in the first stage. We discussed there are three stages. The first stage is when we receive. Second stage is, you know, giving. And the third stage is relishing. So like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is a grahastha. So he can be a role model for all of us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for years, he was receiving. He prayed so hard to find a guru. And then he prayed so hard to get the association of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. First Bipin Bihari Maharaj. Then he had some difference of opinion about the position of Raghunath Das Goswami. So then he reduced his association with Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj. And but then fortunately he found Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who became his Shiksha Guru. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur spent so much time receiving. Then he also spent a lot of time giving. He established the Namahatta system, and he has tried to build the temple at Yogapeet, and so many things. He wrote so many books, published so much, preached so much. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave, and then only in the end, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had taken over the preaching mission, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the Babaji Bhesh and he retired to his kutir, and he did Nirjan Bhajan also towards the end. So that is the Prayojan, that is the ultimate stage, Paramhamsa stage. Prabhupada, like our acharyas, he's a Nitya Siddha. But still, in the Sadhak Deha, when he appears as a Sadhak in this world, although he's a Nitya Siddha never forgets Krishna. A Nitya Siddha can never forget Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, although he's a Nitya Siddha Bhakta, in his Sadhak Deha, when he is manifesting his Sadhak Leela, he received from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
He read extensively. He was considered to be a pandit. In fact, there is, I'm forgetting the name, but there is one godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. He has his own mutt. And when he named his next acharya, he sent that acharya to study Bhagavad Gita from Abhay Charana Aravinda Prabhu, our Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada, even among his sannyasi godbrothers, even when he was a grihastha, he was considered to be a very big scholar and somebody who was a very big rasik and very great devotee. And then, of course, Prabhupada took Vanaprastha and then later on Sannyas. So Srila Prabhupada was, when he was living in Radha Damodar temple, Srila Prabhupada was manifesting all the symptoms of Paramhamsa already. Because if there is a Mataji called Mula Prakriti Mataji, she wrote a book, Srila Prabhupada, A Friend to All. In that she gives, she interviewed many Brajvasis who lived near Radha Damodar temple, who had association of Srila Prabhupada. And many of them confirmed that Prabhupada would cry at night. He would be sweeping at 2 a.m. in the morning. He would be sweeping in front of Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi Mandir. He would chant 192 rounds. He would go without eating for days. Tears would come out of his eyes as he would chant. One night there was a glow from his room. And then next day the son of one of the pujaris of Radha Damodar temple asked him very innocently, "What was that light in your room last night?" And Prabhupada very innocently told him that Rupa Goswami had come to meet me. It was the effulgence of Rupa Goswami. Then Prabhupada's only disciple, whom Prabhupada had given Harinam, not Brahman Diksha, but just Harinam, Prabhakar Prabhu, Acharya Prabhakar, his only Indian disciple before coming to the West. He also says that at one night in Jhansi, where Prabhupada was trying to develop League of Devotees, Prabhupada was, it was Janmashtami and I fell asleep. I couldn't stay awake till midnight, but Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he was alone doing kirtan at night. And then I heard loud noise and I went to see him. And there was a very, very divine fragrance of Kadamba flowers coming from that room in Jhansi. And Prabhupada was there. Prabhupada was wearing a garland of Kadamba flowers going from his neck all the way to the floor. A huge garland. And I asked him, "What happened, Gurudev? Where did this garland come from and where is this beautiful fragrance of Kadamba flowers?" And Prabhupada again told the truth with all humility that I was alone doing kirtan. It was past midnight. It is Janmashtami. And I was offering prayers to Krishna. I was singing, doing kirtan all alone. And I was feeling some love for Krishna. And suddenly Krishna appeared and gave me darshan and offered me his garland, put his garland around my neck, blessed me and then disappeared. So Prabhupada was already a Mahabhagwat before he came to preach in the Western world. He was a completely self-realized Atma Sakshatkar, Bhagwan ka darshan paya tha unhone. Just like all the great devotees, just like Raghunath Das Goswami, Radharani came to him, Krishna came to him. Just like Madhavendra Puri, Krishna appeared to him. Similarly, our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, he had darshan of Krishna. He was already a Mahabhagwat before he came to the West. So Prabhupada's life is a little different. He took on something impossible that this planet had never seen before. This world had never seen before at the age of almost 70 years. This Mahabhagwat Paramhamsa from Vrindavan, from Sevakunj, is just leaving everything at the age of 70 and he's coming to the Ugrasthan, the place of Mlechas and Yavanas, and he converts them like a Chintamani stone, like a touchstone. He's touching them and converting them into Tamal Krishna Maharajas and Giriraj Maharajas. Just imagine, Aindra Prabhu. It's just, list goes on. Jayananda Prabhu, just amazing. All of them. Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. I'm just talking about the Western bodied great Mahatmas. Niranjan Swami Maharaj. Just, the list is endless. You just keep naming them. There's so many of them. Vaisheshika Prabhu. It's amazing. What Srila Prabhu. This world has never seen anything like that. That's why I find it completely logical, completely rational, completely credible, completely credible that Narad Muni must come and dance in New York in Prabhupada's public program. Must come, because that is the heart of Narad Muni. When you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you read the story of Mrigari in the Atmaram chapter. We all read that in the Madhya Leela. Narad Muni's heart is like that. He wants to preach to the meat eaters. One, Mrigari becomes a devotee and Narad Muni is dancing with Parvat Muni in joy. Imagine here, a follower of Narad Muni, the same parampara, this Prabhupada comes and he makes the beef eaters and hippies who are having sex in public, in parks, on the sidewalks. They have no culture. Free sex, intoxication, drugs, gambling, meat eating. They're shooting drugs in their veins, cocaine, LSD. And these people are giving everything up. They're shaving up. They're shaving their beard, mustache, hair, keeping a shikha, wearing dhoti kurta, wearing tulsi kanti mala, and chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, distributing Bhagavad Gitas, which Narad Muni's Lord Krishna has spoken. And they are dancing in Harinam Sankirtan. That same Harinam Sankirtan that Narad Muni would dance in the form of Srivas Thakur in his own courtyard, Srivas Angan, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gauravani Pracharine. His Vani is being preached in these unknown God-forsaken lands by this old man. And people are getting completely transformed into pure Vaishnavas and they are becoming Guru Maharajas. Imagine, why will Narad Muni not dance in ecstasy? This is historical. Sorry, Mother, I actually forgot what was the question. But Prabhupada was a Mahabhagavat even before he came. He had darshan of Krishna even before he came to US. Sorry, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You know, your love for Srila Prabhupada, I was expecting the same, that you'll go, you'll be carried away, because that's the love that, you know, you have for Srila Prabhupada. And I've been observing this deep, intense love in your lectures time and again. But thank you, Prabhu. Just by quoting all these incidents of Srila Prabhupada, actually you answered my question. So thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Dandavat.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Ago Aishishya, Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for a wonderful lecture. I'm kind of a little bit emotional, but a wonderful class. I actually got up at kind of near the end of the class, but you know, I must share personal that for me, this past couple of weeks have been very, very hectic. And I actually haven't been had time in two ways, you know, sadhana is happening, everything like that, but felt a little bit overwhelmed by all the opportunities of listening to lectures that have been coming online. There's so many choices, and I have a very, very bad problem of not being able to pick what I would like to listen to. And so what I end up doing is I get overwhelmed and I just think, okay, I can't, there's too many things going on. I can't pick something I want to listen to, whatever classes are going on. And I kind of become a little bit almost like a hermit. And today when I got on class, I thought, okay, I need to get on. And this past week, I haven't been able to get on Chaitanya Charitamrita class, which is my mainstay. That I never miss. But this past week, with so many things going on at home and big household, I haven't been able to get on class. And so I got on class and you were talking about how we need to do the prayers and we need to do this, that Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful program to be taken, that we need to chant these prayers and we need to follow this program. And it was almost like a reboot for me, and like a realignment. And so I thank you very, very much, because I felt that this was personally for me, kind of like a, hey, you know, here, this is what you need to do. Don't worry about everything that's out there and all the stuff that the responsibilities, just do these basic things that I have set out for you. So I really, really appreciate that. And I'm so, so looking forward to continuing with the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like I said, the last couple of classes I haven't been on, so I'm going to go back, and that's what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to listen to the classes that I missed and continue doing that process of, you know, the sadhana that I do, and I've always wanted to. I know the Brahma Samhita prayers, but I don't chant them regularly. But I think that is going to be the added thing that I'm going to do for myself, to chant those prayers continuously. They're actually my father's favorite prayers, so that should have been a clue to me. I just want to say thank you very much. And I just feel very much, like I said, rejuvenated, back on track, and not so overwhelmed. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Phaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, for kind words. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All the blessings to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Prabhuji, wonderful class. It's like beyond wonderful. Because the way you have emphasized on how important Chaitanya Charitamrita is and what the teachings are. And I'm really, really grateful to you, because I think like many of them feel that Chaitanya Charitamrita is hard. It is the postgraduate study. But I think for a neophyte also, it is so easy to understand because of the easy way, easy language, and you can relate to it. And I remember when I first started joining Bhakti Sangha, it was your class first that I started with. And I really asked, like, I remember asking that my stupid question, that how are these classes and when are these classes? And then I started joining this. And Chaitanya Charitamrita has been so dear, because the way, I think I again copied you, because the way you sing the Chaitanya Charitamrita verses. And then it becomes easy to, once you can sing it, then it becomes easy to memorize it and to understand it. So I'm really always grateful to you for introducing Chaitanya Charitamrita in such a nice way. And every lecture of yours, this is not an exaggeration, but every lecture of yours, every class of yours, it just gives an answer to some questions. And I really got one answer to my question in your class. I'm really grateful to you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji, for your heartfelt, kind words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Shri Guru Gauranga. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Ji, Adikata Ridas, Prabhu, Koti Koti, Dhanvat Pranam. Such a nice question answer also. Prabhuji, today I learned so many lessons. This lecture is specially, class is specially for me. That after hearing 19 years, Sisi Bhagavatam, Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita, still we become depressed. Why this thing is happened with me? First Shivani is infected, now Prabhuji is infected from last 4 days. And after complete the class, Prabhuji, I realized that we become blank, Prabhuji, that and crying like small kids. I realized that Kunti Maharaj, what Kunti Maharani asked to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, that please give me more and more difficulties so that I not forgot the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath. So the association of Vaishnava is very important. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Always guide us, inspiring us. And today how you narrate your mood to serve Srila Prabhupada. And you explained that we have to do every day Sisi Tulsi Maharani, Aarti, Guru Puja, Gaurashtakam. Prabhuji, I'm not, be honest, I'm not doing the Govindam, Purusham, Tamaham, Namami, that prayers I am not doing, but I will give a promise to you that I will do that prayers every day. And difficulties came in our lives, so we become more sincere in our bhakti. So thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your sincere association, and thank you very much, all Matajis always inspire us, guide us, characters. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. And you explained that Mataji's name, I forgot. He started to read Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita 7 to 8 times and then she preached. So pray for us that at least we read every day 15 to 20 minutes attentively. And
We serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, as Das, Das, Anudas, Bhav, Koti, Koti, Dandvat, Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for your kind words. And I always keep all of you in my prayers. Very happy to know that you are on Zoom. When Priti Vilasini Mataji told me that we are transitioning to Zoom, I was thinking, how will Vrinda Gopika Mataji do it? She doesn't even have an email address, but I'm very happy to know that you are on Zoom now. You have become technologically...
That is Gopinath Mercy. Still, I don't know, Prabhuji, still. I don't know how I will do this.
I cannot imagine Vrinda Gopika Mataji on Zoom. Wonderful, wonderful.
She is creating a revolution in Jagannath Kingdom, where she's making personal videos and doing all sorts of techie things.
Hari Bol, very happy to hear Vrinda Gopika Mataji, your voice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful, wonderful class. Thank you so much. And the way you started Antyalila, like everybody else said, it's so beautiful that I'm really looking forward to read it now. And everybody else has said, but even I would like to express that always listening to you is so, so nice, Prabhuji. I get more and more inspired to read and hear more. So thank you so much for that. And recently I saw a drama of based on the life of Ladini Mataji. So I could recall all those incidences as and when you were, you know, narrating them. And the way you talked about Srila Prabhupada was a cherry on top. I mean, it's a reminder that we should never, no way we should forget whatever Srila Prabhupada has done for us. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your kind words. Jai Guru Gauranga. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for this nectarian class, Prabhuji. And I got very, very inspired by your class, Prabhuji. And by listening to your classes, Prabhuji, I got a question. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has extensively traveled throughout South India and he preached extensively to each and every person. So Prabhuji, I have a question. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has chosen South India for preaching, Prabhuji? And another question I have, Prabhuji. So while you are telling the Gambira, the place of Gambira, at that place, Kubja had taken birth of Kashi Mishra. I have a question, Prabhuji. What is the pious activities did Kubja do in his in whatever life? So she is accompanying Krishna in each and every pastime, whatever he did, Prabhuji. So can you please explain, Prabhuji? Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful two points that you raised. Why did Mahaprabhu choose South India, not North India? So ultimately only Mahaprabhu knows why he chose South India. But some historical things, in our scriptures, it is mentioned that in Kali Yuga, lot of saintly devotees will take birth in South India, in Dravida Desh. And if you see, so many of our Goswamis are also South Indian, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And then Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami are Bengali. But other four Goswamis, they are South Indian. All the four Vaishnava Acharyas, Shripad Ramanujacharya, Shripad Madhvacharya, Shripad Vishnu Swami, and Shripad Nimbarkacharya, even Shripad Shankaracharya, they're all South Indians. So in the Dravida Desh, many, many great devotees, pure devotees will appear in South India. This is mentioned in our scriptures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a sannyasi, a Vaishnava sannyasi, he went to get association. So many temples are there. Whereas in the north, there were invasion from the Muslim countries. And it was completely ruled
by Mohammedans. And for a Hindu, for a sannyasi to travel like this through forests all alone, in those days, it was very difficult. Of course, for Mahaprabhu, there is nothing difficult. Even Mahaprabhu was attacked by Pathans. Even Mahaprabhu was attacked by the Buddhists. Even Mahaprabhu was attacked with knives by the Bhattaharis. When the Bhattaharis attacked, their own weapons fell on their bodies and cut their bodies to pieces. When the Buddhists attacked, Garudji came in the form of the big bird and threw the plate of meat and wine on the head of their leader, and the leader became unconscious. When the Pathans came, Mahaprabhu preached to them and converted them into devotees. So Mahaprabhu was attacked, but in the north, it would have been even more disturbance. And Mahaprabhu had Kal Krishnadas following him. So many things. Actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains why Gopal, Giridhari Gopal of Vrindavan, came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri was on his way back and he was in the village of Remuna, why he told him that you stay in Remuna and offer the Chandan to Gopinath, Khirichor Gopinath, and don't come to Vrindavan with the Chandan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, he is Bhagwan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining in Chaitanya Charitamrita why Giridhari Gopal of Vrindavan stopped Madhavendra Puri from coming any further with the Chandan, and told him, you just stay there in Remuna and offer it to Khirichor Gopinath. The reason is because there were so many Muslim tall keepers and even otherwise tall keepers and so many dacoits on the way that they would have attacked Madhavendra Puri. They would have taken away the Chandan and there would have been so much problem for Madhavendra Puri. So to protect his devotee, Gopal saved him. Giridhari Gopal saved him. Told him, you just stay there. Don't travel anymore. So similarly, we can apply the same logic that North India would have been very difficult, Mataji, because the Sultan was living there in Delhi, Babur, Akbar, and it would have been very difficult. The different Nawabs and Qazis who were under them, it would have been very difficult. South India has so many beautiful places, holy places like Varadraj, Sri Ranganath, Tirupati. So many, there is Rameshwaram, so many beautiful places. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to get the association of his devotees and also to preach to them about the worship of Radha Krishna. And another reason is, which we can see from the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after coming to Neelachal for the first time, he delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the year 1510. And in the month of March. And then immediately April, Mahaprabhu said, I am leaving for South India because I have to find my brother Vishwarup, who has taken sannyas and he has taken the name Shankararanya. And the last I have heard is that he has gone in South India. So to find him, I will go to South India. That's why Mahaprabhu chose South India externally, because his brother Shankararanya sannyasi had apparently gone to South India. That was the last that was heard of him. Like that. So I hope these three reasons are okay, Mataji. One is to get the association of devotees in South India and to preach to them, because many of them are going to become Goswamis in the future and big Acharyas in the future. Belwa Mangal Thakur also was from South India, like that. Second reason is political reason, because Southern India was still ruled by the Chola dynasty and other dynasties, whereas North India was ruled by the Muslim invaders. And third reason is externally, because his brother Vishwarup had gone to South India after taking sannyas. So to find him, Mahaprabhu went to South India. Is that okay, Mataji?
Superb, Prabhu. Makes a lot of sense.
Hare Krishna. What was the second part of your question? I forgot.
Yes, Prabhu. So my second question, Prabhu. So in Gambira, Kashi Mishra is even
Kubja.
Kubja.
So Kubja, Mataji, Kubja is an incarnation of Bhudevi. She is the incarnation of Bhudevi, Earth, Mother Earth. So that's why Kubja was working as a perfume maker for King Kamsa, because all the fragrance comes from Earth. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, of the Earth, I am the fragrance. All the fragrances, they come from Earth. The flowers which have fragrance, sandalwood that has fragrance, they are all growing from Earth. So they are getting all the nutrition from Earth and they are giving the fragrance. So fragrance comes from Earth. And Kubja was an incarnation of Bhudevi. So she is an eternal consort of the Lord. And because there are so many impious, cruel, wicked Kshatriyas on earth, therefore the earth was overburdened by these Kshatriyas and their armies and their military forces. That's why Kubja was hunchbacked. Her back was bent because of the weight of all the Kshatriyas. And Krishna straightened her up, cured her hunchback, indicating that very soon he's going to relieve the burden of all the Kshatriyas like Kamsa, Jarasan, Duryodhan, Shishupal, Dantavakra from this earth planet. So that's why. Now, Kubja is an eternal consort of the Lord. So it is no surprise that Krishna visited her house. But as Krishna, he could only visit for a short time because he is Mathura Naresh. So he could only visit for a short time. But it is said that Krishna knew the desire of Kubja, that Kubja wanted to keep Krishna in her house for a long time. So the same Kubja came as Kashi Mishra in our beautiful Gaur Leela in the next Yuga. And the same Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for 18 long years stayed in the house of Kashi Mishra, which was called Gambhira. Is that okay, Mataji?
Very, very nice, Prabhuji. Previously, I'm thinking how Lord Krishna spent her time with Kubja. She's a hunchback woman. What is the previous birth and what is her significance? I'm thinking like this, Prabhuji. But after this, the clarification you have given that she is a Bhumata, it makes really, really wonderful the Kubja story, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Just a follow-up question. So, Prabhuji, this Kubja equating her to Bhudev, is it like some, from some commentary, Prabhuji? I guess some Acharyas.
I have heard it from Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, but I will find out the exact reference where it is mentioned that she is Bhudevi. So Kashi Mishra being Kubja is mentioned in Kavi Karnapur's Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. Now Kubja being Bhudevi, that I will find out and I will tell you in next few hours.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. And you can share it on the group so everybody can see. If I'm able to find it.
Okay.
I will look right now and I'll find it.
Okay. Because I was remembering Madhvacharya's commentary that in her previous life she was Shurpanaka. So that's how I was getting confused. But definitely we can, definitely Acharyas will have explanations for sure. So we can see it and we can reconcile. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Yeah, and many times, Prithivilasini Mataji, many times we know that multiple personalities can come as one personality because it is their bhav that manifests. Mm. For example, Ramchandra Puri, he would always criticize, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would chastise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra Puri. So it is mentioned in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika that he was an incarnation of Jatila, the mother-in-law of Srimati Radharani. Because that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. But then the question arises, but then Ramchandrapur also manifested a lot of devotion because that's how Madhavendra Puri gave him Diksha. He was Ishwar Puri's godbrother and at some point, he was very devotional also. So how do you understand that? So Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Kavi Karnapur writes that actually Ramchandra Puri was also an incarnation of Vibhishan. So that submissive devotional side comes from Vibhishan and in front of Mahaprabhu chastising that comes from Jatila. So like that. So multiple personalities can come. So, but I will find out about Kubja being Bhudevi, the exact reference.
Sure. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Shadi Giradhar Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam, Jai Shira Prabhupada. Thank you very, very much again and again for wonderful class. I was very inattentive, so I want to make a promise that I'll hear it again. But whatever part I heard, Prabhu, it's really amazing. And I beg for your prayers to have a little bit of mood that you have for Srila Prabhupada. And so many wonderful things, Prabhu. I mean, just bless me with one little drop. Also, Prabhu, I also want to say that this Kubja, I also heard in Dandak Yatra lectures that in her previous life, she was this Shurpanaka.
Yeah. So, yes, Madhuri, thank you.
So definitely, that is also possible. I will just find out about this and I will get back to Priti Vilasini Mataji and she can hopefully share it on the group. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhu.
Prabhuji, a very small question. Prabhuji, there is a mention about Maharashtrian Brahman from the last chapter. Like his name is not given there. He's always referred as Maharashtrian Brahman.
I would also like to know the name, but I don't know. It's just Kaviraj Goswami is teasing us by just giving Maharashtra. At one place he says Maharashtrian Brahman, another place he says Deccan Brahman. So my wife says, oh, Deccan means he's from Pune.
Even I'm curious to know, like he's always referred as Maharashtrian Brahman, like, name is not there.
maybe Maharashtrians are feeling sad that all the devotees are from South India only. So, to pacify us, he's saying Maharashtrian.
Oh, we have a huge number of Maharashtrians on the group, Prabhu.
Oh, really?
Very big number, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, I feel a little bit of, I think, jealous with Maharashtrians and South Indians because being from North, all wonderful devotees are from Maharashtra and South India. So I just beg again. And earlier, Prabhu, I think my connection got like some disconnection, so I couldn't hear what you said.
Mataji, don't... sorry.
No, I'll hear the recording.
Kasturi, Manjari, Mataji, don't worry. You know, even I'm from North, you can have that. So Vrindavan is in North, right?
Yeah, that is there. But
so all but these South Indians have to come to North to have darshan.
Mataji, yesterday Amarendra Prabhu was teasing all of us very much that I am a South Indian Brahman and you are all from Maharashtra. All the Goswamis, all the Acharyas are from South India. He was teasing. And he showed me that verse also where it says that the great souls will take birth in South India. So then my wife told him, that's okay, but Radharani is North Indian. So...
Actually, even in scriptures, there is a lot of mentions that comes about South India and devotees here, like generally from whom I hear, and I mean, who are like my siksha gurus and all, they're all from either South India or Maharashtra. There is nobody North Indian, but I am happy that Kirtida Sundari Mataji is on my side.
See, all Brajvasis are North Indians, na? So why do you worry? And we are all followers of the Brajvasis. Gopi Bhartur, Padaka Malaya,
Prabhu, I think by following on your footsteps, I might get one little glimpse of even just that Brajbhav. Just I don't even have anything, even though living in that area for so many years. But just I always feel like I want to ask Prabhuji, How is your sadhana like so amazing and how do you manage your time and all, Prabhu? Like, always feel like asking you but never had the, the guts to ask probably. So, I mean, always think of it. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I'm very fallen, insignificant. But thank you, Mataji, for kind words. We are all one family. Whether we are North Indians or South Indians or Maharashtrians or Americans or Europeans or Africans, Australians, we are all one family, Russians. Naham vipro na cha narapatir, napi vaishyo na shudro, naham varani na cha grihapatir, no vanastho yatirva, kintu prodhyan nikhila parmananda purnamritabdher, gopi bharpur padakamalayor dasa dasa nudas. So we are all one, we are all servants of the servants of the servants of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Actually, your class made all of us so emotional, but I'm glad this topic came up so we could even laugh and come out of that situation. Otherwise, it would have been very difficult. But yes, as you said, that we are just gopi dasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasanudasan
So, Priti Vilasi Mataji, we can end now?
Sure. Very nice. I wish we couldn't, but I mean, we shouldn't, but we have to.
Hare
Krishna. Thank you also.
Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayeva Chapatitanam Bhavana Bhayeva Vaishnavi Bhayeva Ananta Koti Vaishnavi Vrinda Kripa Shila Prabhupada Kripa.
His grace, Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you
so much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so...